This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Remember that time that you were looking for you and your wife's 10th anniversary photos, but all you could find were the ones from the 5th anniversary of your fantasy football championship? Or maybe that time you were trying to find her favorite song, but couldn't get any farther than your really awful workout music? Well, I do. But that's before I got the new Sony Vaio F laptop. Finally, somebody put everything that you're looking for in one place. Sony's exclusive media gallery. It organizes all your photos, music, and movies into a single simple interface. And with built-in search, you're only one click away from anything on your computer. So the next time you're looking for that video of your first dance, you'll actually find it. Instead of that long-lost video of the party you had 5 years ago when you won your fantasy football championship. Remember? Oh, you were trying to forget. The Sony Vaio F laptop with Windows 7. Your PC.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be. Yep.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning once again from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio. Oh, Minnesota just scored again. It's now 19-0. Oh, how about the heart of those Kansas City Royals to come back in the bottom of the ninth and get a run on the board? Unbelievable. So they have scored in their last at-bat again last night. Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Football Media Days, and we've got a lot lined up on the program here today as we bring you Missouri, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, and Texas Tech here on day two. Tommy Tuberville, the head coach at Texas Tech, Blaine Gabbert, the starting quarterback at Missouri, will be among our guests. Bob Davey is going to join us here in just a moment to give us a national perspective. Of course, the former Notre Dame coach and now ESPN analyst will join us on the program today. So stay tuned. All of that is coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. If you've got a question, all you have to do is email it to us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We also had a chance to catch up with Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini yesterday after we signed off the air. We will hear from the coach, had a chance to talk to him about the redout, about Jared Crick, about replacing Ndamukong Suh and the season ahead. So we'll hear from Coach Bo Pelini on the show today. Big Daddy, should be a great 2 hours here, day two of three from Dallas.
Oh, we're really looking forward to it. Getting a chance to catch up with some old friends and meet some new ones. And Bob Davey is set to join us here just momentarily. He's wrapping things up with Ron Franklin right now. Now he's on his way over. So we are going to be joined by the coach here in about 10 seconds. So looking forward to that. This is perfect, Coach. Right here you go. We're set. The people of Central Nebraska have demanded. No.
He's looking and taking no. Taking a we don't buy anything from Texas, do we, Daddy?
Well, we try not to. We try not to. Bob Davey knows what it's about in Nebraska, though. He knows October 16th means an awful big game. He sees the Sunday World Herald, which I have brought with us. This is this last weekend's Sunday World Herald. There's two talks about Texas. It's all centered on that one game.
Yeah.
Is that the national spotlight, too? Is it centered on Nebraska-Texas?
Well, I don't think as much as you guys are focused on it. You know, the thing nationally that happens, there's been so many stories. When you think back to the conference realignment, now you have the agent gate thing going on. You have Lane Kiffin getting sued this morning by Jeff Fisher at the Tennessee Titans. You know, one thing when there's a big issue in college football, just wait a couple of days, it seems, and that's going to die down and there'll be another issue. But I tell you, the Nebraska-Texas game is an intriguing game because it just seems all the conversation comes down to, you know, Nebraska felt slighted from day one with the old merger of the Southwest Conference teams into the Big Eight and all those things. So there's some great storylines there. Plus, there's going to be two really good teams.
And Bob Davey from ESPN joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Both teams have at least one, maybe two hurdles to get over by then. Texas has got to get through Texas Tech, Oklahoma, UCLA if they want to be undefeated. Nebraska's got to go out and face Jake Locker, one of the favorites for the Heisman Trophy. You've got the national perspective. Do you think these teams will be undefeated when they face off?
That's a great question. And, you know, Nebraska goes to Washington, right, in Seattle. And I had them last year actually in the first game, Sarkisian's first game against LSU on a Saturday night. And it's amazing, really, the job he has done. Now, that's a guy on a national level that maybe didn't get as much conversation or as much credit for the job he did. They're a good football team, and they've got some offensive weapons. You're going to love Jake Locker now. I mean, you will. I don't know as an opponent if you're going to love him, but he is a great player. But you know what? What you said is exactly right. I mean, if you talk to coaches right now, the Nebraska-Texas game is the last thing on their mind. I mean, they're just trying to get all their kids back, have every kid eligible, get all the coaches ready to go for the first day of 2 days. You know better than I do. So that's great conversation for media, but, man, that is way down the road, that game.
Is it difficult for a college kid or for a coach to get a college kid if you're in Nebraska to focus on a Western Kentucky, though? To focus on a Stephen F. Austin? I know it's the first game, but that isn't why they went to these colleges to play college football.
Well, I agree with you to an extent in that, you know, you only play 12 games a year. I really think we should have some way where conferences in the non-conference games play other major conferences, kind of like they do in basketball, you know, where there's a Big Ten, Big 12 preseason deal. I don't know all the intricacies.
Oh, don't say
of it.
Big Ten, Big 12.
Yeah, I guess.
You probably get fined before you leave here.
But you know, so from that standpoint, I think from a fan standpoint, you know, I don't like some of those early matchups. But you know, from a player standpoint, now as you guys know, I mean, it's 365 days a year, and you put so much into those games. It doesn't matter what color helmet the opponent is. I mean, you've invested so much in getting ready that I think you treat everybody exactly the same, you know. So, you know, that's another point, you know, with the agent gate thing that's happening now and all the temptations out there for players. You know, you think back 5 or 10 years ago, summer jobs was a huge issue in college football. You know, when you went in recruiting,
ask Oklahoma,
you couldn't tell them exactly what the summer job was or how many dollars an hour they would make. But kids, at least in the summer, had 2 months to go out and make money and put some money in the bank, go home, get a pretty lucrative job. Now the summer job thing, there's no chance because every kid from Nebraska is in Lincoln, Nebraska all summer. Every kid from A&M's in College Station all summer. There's no more summer jobs where you make a little bit of money as a player and have some money set aside for expenses during the year. So, I mean, the temptations continue to rise more than they fall for young guys that don't have much. So the agent issue becomes even more of an issue because kids just have no spending money in their pocket anymore.
No, obviously, one of the hard things about when you were at Notre Dame, you weren't able to go to the inner cities because those kids didn't have the grades to get into Notre Dame. So maybe a little bit different. Those kids, a lot of them come from nothing. All they want to do is have a pizza, you know, a pizza on a Sunday or something. They can't afford that without doing some of those things.
Yeah, and you know what? It's and I know your point exactly, you know, but you know what? Like, I grew up in Pittsburgh. You know, my dad worked 38 years in the steel mill at Armco Steel. He was a craneman. Yeah, I was kind of in the same position in that, you know, I wasn't poor, but I didn't have a whole lot of money to spend. And even when I went to college in 1972, I graduated from high school, we got a stipend of $25 a month at that time with the NCAA scholarship. I mean, that was how many years ago. We were giving kids $15 a month and $25 a month as part of their scholarship, which right now, you translate that to now, what that would be. But that many years ago, we were helping kids. So, you know, I don't know that I agree with paying players, because you're always going to have guys that want to circumvent the rules maybe and want a little bit more than they're getting paid. But I do think there ought to be some kind of stipend per month just for necessities, you know, whether it comes to, you know, soap and toothpaste and all those things, because you're exactly right. I mean, there are a lot of kids that don't even have those necessities.
Bob Davies joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And where do you see the Big 12 stacking up this year? Is the conference not as strong, although a lot of good teams still maybe at the top?
You guys have dissected this a lot more than I have. But my first thought is not many big-name players. You know, all of a sudden, you know, the big, big-name guys, it's hard to sit here and just say who they are. You know, and all of a sudden you look at a team like Texas A&M that potentially has the player of the year on offense with the quarterback and the outside linebacker, Von Miller, you know, kind of out of nowhere, those are the two guys that are getting a lot of talk preseason-wise. So I don't know. I mean, it's wide open, in my opinion. And Nebraska, obviously, with the three-quarterback competition going on, who knows? Who knows? So, I mean, it should be a great, you know, compelling year, I think, for the Big 12.
Nebraska lost a great name, one of those big players in college football, and Ndamukong Suh. You've been around a long time, saw people dominate the college game. Have you ever saw a defensive player in that position take over games like he did?
The reason he was unique, you know, there's been some guys, as you know, that have put their hand on the ground and rushed the passer and just created havoc on third down. You know, you may get a great speed rusher or a great pass rusher. This kid, every down, you know, whether it was first and 10 or third and four, and, you know, he played technique. You know, he was a guy that two-gapped a little bit. So, I think the versatility of his game. I'll tell you, another guy that was like that, not as flashy, not as much big play capability, and this will sound funny, but Chris Long, when he played at Virginia, was an every down guy that wasn't just the kid on third down that loved to rush the passer. And I've got to respect those defensive linemen that are those kind of guys that can do it all, whatever down it is.
Bob Davey, are you comfortable now in the booth, or are you still looking?
You know what? I'm probably the same as I was the first year I was out. You know, I just enjoy kind of what I'm doing. You know, I mean, I'll coach again in a second if it was something for my family and for myself that thought that could provide a better day-to-day living situation. You know, but this is a pretty good deal.
Coaching can provide that? The headaches and the gray hair and all the things that are going on with recruiting and, as you said, the agents and all things like that?
It's a trade-off. You know, there's a trade-off with everything. For instance, like we'll sit here today and we'll basically see only the good things with college football. You know, you'll get excited as the day goes on talking about the Nebraska-Texas game or talking about Western Kentucky. All the issues you talk about are basically positive, and you'll leave here excited. You know, a coach, he may be done doing his interview, and all of a sudden he's got five emails, and he's got to figure out a way that the nose guard didn't go to class today, who he's trying to get eligible for the summer. I mean, you're faced with so many negatives. But at the end of the day, winning a college football game as a coach or a player and just having a chance in that locker room for that hour after the game, there's nothing like that feeling. So the highs are higher. But those lows are pretty low, too.
Oh, we experienced a low with that 1 second was put back on the clock last year from a fan perspective. And can the defense in Nebraska, in your mind, be as good as it was a year ago?
Hard. It's hard. And you know what? I don't know a lot about their defense. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, man, I've had Nebraska. I haven't had Nebraska in a couple years. And I haven't watched Nebraska a lot. But just because of the guy you mentioned earlier, when you lose a guy like that now at that position, that makes everybody else better, and it makes calling those defenses so much easier. You know, because he's going to make an unexpected play where you just call a base defense. And all of a sudden, that guy jumps up and makes a spectacular play, and it's they run the ball on first and 10. He makes a play, and all of a sudden, it's second and 12 because he just tackled a guy for a two-yard loss. It changes everything when you have a guy like that. So if I had to guess, I would say no. Because you have a difference maker making plays that you didn't expect him to make. And that's when it's fun to call defense.
Just another minute left here with Bob Davey of ESPN joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, as you said, it's early. National landscape, who's the teams to beat in your mind? We're hearing some of the same names that we heard the last couple of years.
Yeah.
USC trouble, Alabama good. Florida, how do they come back without Tim Tebow? Can Texas stay there? Who's a couple of teams that at least intrigue you?
You just said it right there.
That whole group, huh?
The whole group in Florida. You know, probably Urban Meyer was with me 5 years at Notre Dame, and there's about four of those coaches are with me at Notre Dame. I know them so well, and they are so talented on defense. I mean, their recruiting class they brought in this year is unbelievable. And they love Brantley, the quarterback. Florida Florida is loaded now. You know, Alabama, Florida, those two teams jump out at me. Boise State. You know, Boise State, if Boise State can get by Virginia Tech, who's going to beat Boise State? And then TCU. You know, who's going to beat TCU? So when you start looking at undefeated teams, you know, Boise and TCU kind of jump up there a little bit.
Bob, will it matter? They ran the table last year and somehow were left over.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was going to be Boise State's season last year. How long do we have to wait?
Yeah.
I know the big conference schools don't want to hear this, but how long do we have to wait if it didn't happen last year with a TCU and a Boise? I mean, how long you got to wait?
I think it's a great point, you know, but they continue to build up credibility now, you know, and they've done that.
Yeah.
And so much depends on what happens in the landscape surrounding them. You know, if all of a sudden Alabama or Florida has two losses or maybe three losses, then everything changes, you know. So it's the TCU against maybe someone else that didn't have all the preseason hype or accolades going in, and maybe because of the credibility it happens. But, you know, I agree. I mean, because when you say Boise and you say TCU, everybody says, well, yeah, I mean, but that's not going to really happen.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's probably a ways down the road still.
You mentioned those players maybe out of the Big 12 that don't have those names and the key recognition going into this season. Are there two or three guys that stand out to you immediately that become Heisman trophies or are on the top of your list for people out there to watch?
You know, I don't know enough about it. You know, I'd be reaching right now if I sat here and threw some names out, because something I'd like to do is get to see guys play and be around guys a little bit and meet them before I give an opinion. And that's one thing about this profession, the media that I've seen, that bothers me a little bit. And I'm not getting on a soapbox, but you get guys that want to give such strong opinions on things. And a lot of times the networks and the people you work for want you to do that. I mean, that's what makes people listen. When you get up there and say, I promise you so-and-so is going to catch 80 balls next year. You know what? I'll say that if I really believe it. But for me to really believe it, I had to see him. And there's a lot of guys that are giving those opinions that I know have never met that kid in person, have never talked to the head coach about that kid. So I just hate to talk about things that I don't know, you know. And you kind of approach it like as a coach a little more in this profession than a media guy. And, you know, maybe that's why I'll never be a home run in the media, you know. But
oh, you're a home run to us, Bob.
Yeah.
We appreciate you stopping by.
I mean, I was hoping you were going to give me a little compliment. Kind of set that
you know
up,
what man. Your opening night is? Opening game?
You know, I have USC at Hawaii on Thursday night.
Oh, damn,
week.
Hawaii.
Yeah, and then I come back that Sunday and do SMU at Texas Tech. So I go Thursday night in Honolulu and then Sunday in Lubbock. That's a pretty good transition there, isn't it?
Well, it's always a pleasure to watch the games and have you on there as an analyst. Bob, thanks for giving us some time here.
I'm going to tell you what, Nebraska, I'll say this now. You guys win the media award at the Big 12 for number of guys that really try to do a great job. And I mean that. Whether it's the print media, the radio, or what, whether it's the competition in the state of Nebraska or just the interest in Nebraska football, you guys all do a thorough job. And that's why your fans, I think, are knowledgeable and respectful, because they're educated fans. I'm not just saying
they
that.
Are.
There's no one that wears you out more than Nebraska media for asking opinions on things. And not things that are always written or said, but just getting factual information and basis. Because I think your fans, you have to be sharp.
Look at the size of that head, Bob. That's
it's
got a lot of room for knowledge.
In
it's got a lot of room for knowledge.
That's the biggest press guide in this whole thing right there. That's it.
Hiller's usually six gerbils in there, and four of them are going a different direction than the other two.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate
thanks,
it, man.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Davey from ESPN joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Bruce Furniture, who wants your purchase to be just right for you. But that's not just on the furniture. It's the entire experience, from delivery to their satisfaction guarantee that says if after a few days you get your items home and it just doesn't look like you thought it would look, you're not happy with it for some reason, then they're going to take care of you and they'll make sure that you are happy, whatever the situation is. You know, maybe you say, I want, you know, one and two, that couch and that couch, perfect. You take it home, no, I want the other one. Not a problem. Plus, Bruce Furniture will take away your old furniture or mattress, whatever you're replacing, get it out of there and get you loaded up with what you need. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and of course, in Alliance, the exclusive sponsor of the Big 12 Football Media Days here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's getting better than that to start off the show. You know, second day of Media Days, you never know who's going to pop in. You never know who you're going to run across. Gil Brandt yesterday, Bob Davey today. that's fun. I think it's fun to talk to the national perspective, see if they're talking about the Big 12, see how they feel about the Big 12. Not sure Bob Davie maybe thinks the Big 12 might be a little bit down from the conversation we just had with him. Maybe I'm removing themselves from that national title talk. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There is the possibility that Commissioner Dan Beebe will join us on the show today. It should be either today or tomorrow, but the commissioner is here. We have confirmation that he is supposed to join us today. And before we go to break, well, heck, this is the way it rolls, folks. We're going to talk Texas Tech, and we have talked to some great guys this morning as well. But the man that is battling for that starting quarterback job is Stephen Sheffield, and he is set to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a second here in central Nebraska. And, Daddy, woo, I've been hearing good things.
Now, Colby Whitlock said he's one of the pretty ones. He said him and Taylor, they're the pretty ones. He said he got to take care of the pretty ones.
I'll let you analyze pretty guys, okay?
If that's where you're going,
you do what you got to do. Stephen, let's get off that train here. Stephen Sheffield on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us some time and good morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, we had a chance earlier to talk with Taylor and you coming in as a battle there. You both had big games last year. You both have to have fun in an offense that you can run there. Give us your thoughts here right off the top on what you're going to have to do to see some playing time like you want to see this year.
It's going to be an everyday thing. You know, and as soon as Tua Days, rolls around and starts, we both know that it's going to be a thing that we got to, be real consistent with. And, consistency is going to be the key when you got two guys competing for a spot. And, one might be able to have a great day one day, but then the next day, he might throw three or four picks. You can't have that. You just got to be consistent and realize that it's a marathon and it's definitely not a sprint as far as 2 days goes, because it's going to be long. And, you got to have consistent play and continue to make plays and, be that guy that just gives that offense a spark and, takes them down and scores.
Obviously, when you were recruited to Tech, it was by a whole different regime. You wanted to run that offense. You wanted to be the one firing the ball all over the field.
Yeah.
The Tech run. And you wanted to run off, guns up, and run off the field like that. Have a smile on your face. Yeah, everybody sees the quarterbacks doing that. They look at the students, and guns up. That's what it's about. That's what you wanted to be in this offense, wasn't it?
Growing up, I used to not even consider Tech quarterbacks real quarterbacks. In high school at least, in high school, the most times I ever threw the ball was 22 times in one game, and then we get to Tech and we're throwing it 60 times a game.
You're icing your arm, man.
Yeah, and it's just funny, I used to run like bootlegs in high school and stuff, and then I'd be like, man, they don't even count. They throw the ball every play, and I guess that's how a lot of NFL guys look at it too, that it's just like a system and stuff like that. So, I don't know, we're trying to break that, but it's definitely good, and I don't know, we're still going to have a lot of throwing, even with the new offense coordinator and everything like that, and it's still, I promise you, it's still a ton of throwing.
Everybody wants to know, is there any difference to the system?
There's a little bit, yeah. It's more modern. I mean, if you look at how offenses have progressed just over the years, I mean, you're going to see some wildcat. You're going to see some jet sweeps. We have the option to keep the ball on a lot of the run plays, so that's going to be good. I mean, I can run a little bit, and I think that's going to be good for us. And I don't know, it's still. But from the outsider looking in, I mean, just a fan or something like that, it definitely is. It's still a lot of throwing.
They probably won't notice the difference under Coach Tuberville, or you think they will? The fans and the defense, is there any changes that he may have made?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some differences. I mean, if you're scouting us, there's going to be some stuff that, yeah, you're for sure going to have to change. But from a fan looking in, I mean, you're still going to see a high passing offense. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of throwing, a lot of short passes at the same time, a lot of, trying to push them deep.
Now, Stephen Sheffield joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Imagine, if you will, that Texas Tech and Mike Leach, I mean, Daddy Husker fan, but then when the Huskers aren't playing and he's cheering for Texas Tech and running up and down the street, guns up, with that frame there.
I was drinking that night, I'll be honest with you.
That's like a Whitlock frame. That's good. Yeah.
Is it crazy from the fan base there, especially when you play at home? It looks crazy. Is it crazy?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it really is. I mean, everybody is really excited about football, and the fans are crazy, and I think they're really the best fans in the country. And, I mean, they at least are the craziest fans in the country, and they let people know that. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's you know, the moral aspect of, oh, you shouldn't throw the drinks on the other fans. And, you know, like Nebraska, for instance, yeah, who are really respectful and the nicest fans in the world. But, you know, but I don't know. I'm in college, and I'll admit it, that I like the craziness that they possess. And you know, they'll be the first ones to let you know you're having a bad game. And they'll also be the first ones to let you know you're having a good game, you know, whatever the scenario is.
Speaking of craziness, I'm sure you saw that guy ringing the bell. That bell ringer
on
YouTube.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
That guy's really good after it.
Y'all kind of look similar, actually.
You and
I'm messing with you.
Oh, all you got to do is YouTube Texas Tech bell ringer, and you can watch Daddy on there.
Oh, geez. That guy's got so much longer hair than I do.
Steven, I want to get at least one more football question before we let you get out of here. We've talked with the great receivers that you're going to have, a good running game. What are you looking to do in the next month to get that number one spot? Because you and Taylor are both so good, and you're both coming off injuries. How's the injury? We hear it's fine. Everything's good. And then secondly, what do you got to do in fall camp?
You know, I think my main thing is just I have to play consistent every day. And I just need to be that guy that takes the team down and scores more than when the other quarterbacks get in the game and take the team, you know. And to do that, I think it's just a thing of, you know, my team's got to be able to rely on me, and they got to be able to trust me, and I got to be able to trust them, and I got to be able to rely on them. So we, you know, always talk about holding each other accountable, and I think that's just a big thing that, you know, that they hold me accountable, I hold them accountable, and I perform on a consistent basis every single day.
Now, if I saw this right, Coach Tuberville has said he doesn't want to split the quarterback time.
Right.
He wants
one guy.
He wants one guy,
yeah.
So you guys know that going in. Does that make it tough?
Yeah, well, we actually talked with our offensive coordinator a few days ago before coming up here about that, about how he's going to start things out, and, you know, we're going to basically be 50-50, clean slate. We're going to switch off going days, and he said he's going to make the decision as soon as, you know, someone pulls away. And if someone pulls away in week one or someone pulls away in week two, it's going to be the same thing as if, you know, he's having to just make a tough decision. Or, you know, it's going to be a little bit different, but he's going to have to make a tough decision if no one does pull away. And, you know, it's going to be a week before SMU. But he said it is going to be before SMU preparation starts, which is kind of different from the past where Leach kind of liked to keep secrets to the last second from the media, you know. And
probably kept them from you guys, too, a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. But mainly just to mess with the media and, you know, make them wait to the last second. I don't know. It's good, though. I'm looking forward to it. But he told us, you know, it's going to be a thing that, you know, someone is going to get beat out, and someone is going to have to be second string. And he's just, you know, expecting whoever that is to roll with it and, you know, keep supporting the team and try to make the team better. Because at the end of the day, it's about the team, and it's not about, you know, just the quarterback situation. So
you got a Mike Leach story, just a quick funny one that you could just shake your head and go, what is wrong with this guy?
Oh, man. Some of these – see, I have so many Mike Leach stories, but they're not, you know, ready for the air, you know.
We're not serious. We are serious radio. We understand that.
I don't know. I mean, just the different pirate talk and the time he brought his pirate sword in and he gave us a speech while he was swinging it around. Y'all would have loved it. Everyone would have loved it.
For?
Team meetings and speeches like that they'd vary. Sometimes it'd be 45 minutes, sometimes it'd be 4 hours. I mean, seriously, sometimes we'd be listening to stories and talking about what we need to do for 3 hours long. And that one was probably 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours.
And the whole time, sword.
Whole time, and people are cracking up, and he's pointing at different people and getting them to swing it. And, you know, he's swinging it, telling us, you know, you're supposed to swing your sword this way. You know, and that's supposed to be the right way, but he's so, like, unathletic and uncoordinated with it that everybody's just laughing. And then he swings it the wrong way, and it looks even more normal. That, you know, it looks like how we would swing it. And it's like, oh, well, okay. That made sense.
Well, it's a different time at Texas Tech. There's no doubt about it. And, Stephen, good luck this fall.
Thank
good luck this season. And I guess we can wish you that you can win every football game unless we meet you up in the championship game.
There you go. Not on the schedule.
Take
Until
care.
Then.
Stephen,
there you
thanks,
go.
Buddy.
Thank y'all. Appreciate
Quarterback
it.
From Texas Tech thanks. University, great young man, Stephen Sheffield. And, of course, him and Taylor Potts battling for that quarterback position, both equally capable and do such an outstanding job. And we are up against a break, so let's take one here, Danny, and we've got a lot more to talk about. Tommy Tuberville, coach at Texas Tech, Blaine Gabbert, quarterback at Missouri, both set to join us. We may be talking with Dan Beebe, the commissioner. Daddy's been working on that a little bit, so we'll see.
Well, we will talk to him at some point.
Yeah, either today or tomorrow, and it was looking like today. We'll find out. But all that's coming up as the Doug and Daddy Show continues, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge.
Complete Nutrition is extending the 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Summer's here, and whether you're hitting the beach, lake, or pool, Complete Nutrition wants to remind you there's still time to lose weight for this summer. Reveal Extreme is the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. And the makers of Reveal are so confident in this product, they're extending their offer of 30% off Reveal Extreme for the entire month of July. There's still time to lose weight fast for swimsuit season. And with 30% off through the month of July, now's the perfect time to get to Complete Nutrition and pick up Reveal Extreme today. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, discontinue use.
For a limited time, receive a free bottle of water pills with purchase of Reveal only at Complete Nutrition in Kearney on 2nd Avenue north of Sun Mart's.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget, Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
The NHL handed out its postseason hardware Wednesday.
Instantly and on demand, anytime you want sports video.
But it was far from a masterpiece.
AP Sports is on ESPNRadioSuperstation.com.
The Americans are once again preparing to play.
Where you'll also find ESPN Sports Center on demand.
When I step on the court, this is not going to change. I'm always going to work hard.
Taylor Hall is the first piece in downtrodden Edmonton's rebuilding project.
ESPNSuperstation.com with a new look. Coming soon.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb in the mid-90s for highs. South winds will stay at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then there's an isolated chance for a shower storm developing tonight with a low at 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
Somebody bring me back some money,
Central Nebraska is the ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Big 12 Conference Football Media Days here in Dallas. Day two of three. Glad to have you along with us. Kansas State, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and Missouri all on hand here today. And before the show is over, we will also hear some of our conversation with Nebraska coach Bo Pelini from yesterday. Also, we will be hearing from Texas Tech head coach Tommy Tuberville and Missouri quarterback Blaine Gabbert, also scheduled to join us today. All of this brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture, where it's a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them in their dreams. Like good dreams, a home will be just right for you, and that's the promise at Bruce Furniture. And don't forget, coming soon, the Bruce Furniture fan line here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are excited about that as things continue to mill around here on ESPN Radio. And finishing up in the national print room, it looks like Kansas State getting done. Got a chance to hear from Bill Snyder earlier today as well. And
Coach is calm, cool, and collected as always, and didn't say anything that you wouldn't expect Bill Snyder to say. Very confident in the running back in Daniel Thomas. They've got all of their guys back on the offensive line. This is going to be a team that could be pretty good if they can get that passing game going. They've got a pretty good, pretty darn good special teams. Josh Cherry doing the kicking. They've got some solid defensive backs. They're going to have to work in that corner area, but they've got some safeties, and Kansas State could be a pretty good football team. I don't know if they're going to be a lot better than last year, but they've got an opportunity if they can get Carson Kaufman to click a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the keys, is getting the quarterback to settle in there at the position. But, hey, you got that offensive line returning four guys. You got your running back there. It should be a real force there. You supposedly got a couple playmakers on the way to help. You know, a newcomer in Broderick Smith. Hey, we'll see what has to happen, but we'll see if those defensive backs can get some help up front too.
Oklahoma State's Brandon Wheaton, opportunity hopefully here to chance to catch up and chat with him, the quarterback for Oklahoma State, the next in the line, see if they can keep things going as well at Oklahoma State. Ori Lemon is going to join us here first, though, from Oklahoma State, so we're looking forward to chatting with Ori Lemon, the great linebacker for the Cowboys, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What do you think about all this so far?
It's going pretty good.
I'm showing him my ballot. He is my man at the linebacker position. I've got Ori Lemon penciled in as a preseason
All-Big 12. Yeah, there you go.
Football player. So, or you coming off an injury though? Disappointing season a year ago for you. What's that meant to you? Is watching the game from afar instead of being out in the field with the fellas.
It was tough for me at first, but then I looked at the better things like graduation and everything. But it was tough for me because I mean I came in with most of those guys who were seniors that year, and to go out there and see them every game, go out there and try to accomplish the goal that we have was very hard, not being out there with them.
Ori, the big story is that a lot of folks don't think that Oklahoma State is going to be as strong as they've been because they graduated 22 kids, 22 seniors moved on from last year. But again, in the recruiting world, you got to have somebody take over, and I know you guys don't believe that it's going to be a down year. How do you see the team right now as you get ready to head into fall camp?
Well, with the rankings and everything, I mean, we've looked at that as motivation and motivated us to work harder in the weight room, in the film room, and everything, because we know that we believe in ourselves in the locker room, and we know we can accomplish if we just work hard.
I don't know if you noticed that ESPN U girl, she's kind of pretty fancy. You notice that? It's kind of flash. Actually, I just
wow.
happened to notice that myself.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? Bill Young shows up on this defense. He's an alum. He knows he's been through the trenches at Oklahoma State. He showed up with a defense that ranked 93rd, 95th in the nation. He took you guys to 31 in the land. What is he brought to this defense that's special?
Well, he brought a lot to the defense. Like, he brought motivation and fire to OSU's defense. And we know what he expects out of us and what he wants us to go out and do. And he's a player coach. Sometimes he asks us what we want to do. And that lets us know that he trusts us in the back of his head and everything. So, I mean, he has high expectations for us, and he always put us in the right situation to go out there and win.
Ori Lemon, linebacker with Oklahoma State, joins us. Your linebacking core should be pretty decent, but maybe some guys that folks haven't heard about before. Tell us about your entire linebacking core and how you see them playing this year.
Okay, we have Justin Jent. He played behind Patrick Levine last year. Then we have James Thomas played behind Sexton. We have Caleb Levy, a freshman. Sean Lewis, a freshman. Joe Mitchell is going to be a key guy on that defense and everything. But as far as the linebacker group, we working hard and we getting better every day. And we're going to be successful as a linebacker court taking on our opponents.
Any of them as good as you?
Better. I never put myself in front of anyone.
Well, there you go. That would seem to be good if that's
well,
true, Daddy.
Caleb LeVay, he's another one. You know what? He had a scholarship offer. Florida, Oklahoma, Nebraska. He picks the Cowboys to play for.
I mean, he's under a great one right now, so I'm going to lead him to do the right thing to get better every day.
4-11 joins us here from Oklahoma State. You've got a nice homestand to start the season. It's going to be good with all these young kids to not have to get them on the road and maybe do some things that they're not used to doing. Talk about playing a good homestand to start this season off, which might make everybody a little more comfortable.
Well, yeah, that's what it does to them young guys. It makes them comfortable on this college level and give them confidence in themselves to be able to know that they can be able to go out there and play on this college level.
Boy, I'm looking at first game, Washington State. Man, have they been bad.
Wow.
I mean, embarrassingly bad football team. You just looking to lay some wood? You got to be excited for that. You're thinking, well, that offensive line could be beat up. I can get in there and just tear things apart.
Man, I can't wait to get out there and just, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but, like, try to take somebody's head off. Like, I mean, it's been a long time coming. I ain't been able to hit like I want to because it's been practice. I ain't been able to take nobody to the ground. So when I get there, it's going to be exciting.
You get a chance to put a licking on Kendall?
They don't let me.
That whistle blows before it happens.
Of course, Kendall Hunter, a kid that could be an all-conference running back. There's so many good running backs in this league this year. Eyes are going to have to be open all the time, but I imagine having Kendall and some of the guys that you have is going to prepare you for all these running games where we've been talking passing for the last 2-3 years. I think this year probably a lot more run attack. Is that the way you see it?
Oh, yeah, of course. And Kendall Hunter, he's very great at what he do and what he does. And with that offense that we have, like, it only opens it up for him. So, four receivers, and they give it to him. I mean, he's explosive and quick. So it makes us have to work harder to get him down. So that's what we're going to do. And when we come to play our opponents, it only makes it easier for us.
Before we talk about the facilities upgrades since you've been at Oklahoma State, what that's meant to the program?
It's meant a lot for that facility to build. Like, when I first got there, it was nothing like it was. It was a hole, actually, where the LU of the end zone was. It was a hole. It was a hole right there. Nothing was right there. And for that locker room to look the way it is, training room and everything, we knew that, okay, they done all this. We gotta give back. You know what I mean? So we had that mindset that we wanted to go out there and win.
Well, Laurie, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to the game with the Huskers on the 23rd. A lot of work to do before then. Oklahoma State opens it up at home with Washington State. Then Troy, Tulsa, and A&M starts the conference season off a Thursday night on national TV. So I'm sure that'll be fun and prove some of the guys wrong because we kind of like seeing Oklahoma State play good football.
Oh, yeah, of course. We'll do that.
Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, in time.
Laurie Lemon joins us, linebacker, Oklahoma State. Again, Daddy, I think they're going to be better than a lot of people are going to give him credit for. I know quarterback Brandon Whedon's going to be a big part of that. But, hey, if Kansas State can be good and build it around Daniel Thomas, I think Oklahoma State can be good and build it around Kendall Hunter and some of this linebacking core.
You know, Doug, that's something I think it's one of those works in progress. You know, they lost so many people. Everybody that got on the field last year played basically behind someone else. So, you know, it's mop-up duty, and then now those guys are thrust in those starting roles. We'll see how early this team gels. You know, they got a chance to gel with Washington State, Troy, and Tulsa on their schedule. You know, even Tulsa, you know, has been much improved going to bowl games and whatnot. But, you know, this is a Big 12 team that should be able to take care of business.
Well, and also, they have to get off to a good start. If they don't get off to a good start, the back end of this schedule is amazing. They play Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, but Texas and Kansas are on the road. Say what you want about Kansas. You got a tweener game there in your last three on the road, and a very, very tough end to their schedule. They break it up again after they play A&M on a Thursday. Then they've got that final non-conference game with Louisiana, who Nebraska played last year, the Lafayette school, and then at Texas Tech. Not a lot of home games after the start of the season. They have four games at the start of the home season, and then they only have three left, two of those coming against Nebraska and Oklahoma. So it's not going to be easy, and it's never easy trying to run down some of the folks we're trying to run down, so let's take a break. We're going to get after that. More from Big 12 Media Days. We're going to talk with Blaine Gabbert, Missouri quarterback. We're going to talk with Texas Tech head coach Tommy Tuberville. Possibility of talking with Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe. We're going to hear from Nebraska coach Bo Pelini. We'll try and get all of that in before 1 o'clock-ish, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Go to brucefurniture.com. They have all sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture. Plus, you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter. They've got even more great deals for you as a customer at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Back with more from Dallas right after this.
Hey, we've got Wendell Middlebrooks back with us, the world-famous Miller High Life delivery man.
What's up, Mike?
Well, you've been here a few times to tell us about this terrific program that Miller High Life and IAVA, that's Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, have pulled together.
Yeah, we're donating 10 cents for every High Life or High Life Light bottle cap or can pull tab we get returned to us.
And the donations are all used to help give these men and women a piece of the High Life as a show of gratitude.
Yeah, Bubba. Returning vets will be able to take part in High Life experiences in their hometowns. Stuff like tickets to baseball and football games, concerts, NASCAR races, the High Life. It all kicks off on Independence Day weekend.
Boy, this program is really going to be special.
People are really excited. For example, thousands of vets and their families will get to go to baseball games all over the country on 4th of July weekend. A few lucky vets will even get to throw out the first pitch and shag balls during batting practice.
That sounds like the High Life to me.
There you have it. Hope this program is a raging success. Everyone, make sure you send in your bottle caps and can pull tabs and help give our vets a piece of the High Life.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area. Today, as temperatures climb in the mid-90s for highs, south winds will stay at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. And there's an isolated chance for a shower storm developing tonight with a low at 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth.
And we're back in Dallas on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Daddy Show continuing midway through day two of Big 12 Conference Media Days. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Bruce Furniture, the exclusive sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show in Dallas. And, Daddy, again, so far today, we've talked with Bob Davey from ESPN, quarterback from Texas Tech, Stephen Sheffield. Just got done talking to the great linebacker from Oklahoma State, Ori Lemon. We've got more to go. We're going to hear from Bo Pelini, the Husker coach who we caught up with yesterday after we were off the air. Also hear from head coach at Texas Tech, Tommy Tuberville. And I think we'll also have a chance to talk with Blaine Gabbert, the fine quarterback from Missouri, who some people think could be the player of the year offensively in a league that has no superstar offensively like we've seen for maybe every year that this league has been going on.
Yeah, we're going back for a little bit of that national perspective. Somebody that deals with the South and Oklahoma State and Oklahoma a lot more than we do. Chris Lincoln, of course, you know Chris not only from football and whatnot, but the horse racing scene as well. And it's always great to catch up with Chris while we're here. And once you hear that voice, you know Chris Lincoln.
Hello again, Tony and Doug. Good to hear you guys and be with you as always. It means we're getting close to the main event here, football season. And I got to tell you first, though, guys, you can't imagine the angst in Oklahoma of Nebraska leaving to go to the Big Ten and leading the Battle of the Big Reds. It is so intertwined into this conference history, going back to 1919 when these two schools first played. And that's the one thing I think people are regretting the most about it. I wish Nebraska well. I'm sure they're doing what's best for their program. But, golly, Tony, thinking back to just last year, and for those people who never experienced a weekend in Lincoln, Nebraska, at Memorial Stadium there, I feel sorry for them because it looks like it'll never happen again, and that's a real shame.
Yeah, and Oklahoma, the entourage they brought, and Coach Switzer being there and mingling with the
fabulous
people. It's just,
yeah.
And of course, bringing all the greats and the Heisman Trophy winners back. I guess, Chris, we can only hope that Oklahoma and Nebraska can take care of business this year and meet back up here in Dallas.
If you really believe in symmetry, I mean, how perfect would it be? 12-0 Nebraska, 12-0 Oklahoma for the last Big 12 championship. You could not get better than that, Tony. It'd be a great script, wouldn't it, Daddy?
It just would be an awesome script. I think that's what everybody's cheering for.
Yeah.
I think, even if you talk to Chip Brown, to see the Big 12 go out, it'd be Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Sure.
Southwest Conference, Chris, was the defunct conference.
Yeah.
We were the strong one.
Yeah.
Why did we ever let them start making any of the rules?
Yeah, and all of a sudden, Texas started to become the big player. They loaded up the Texas schools, and it was the Big 12 Southwest and the Big 12 North. And I certainly understand, Tony, and I appreciate and respect Bill Sutter. Kansas State is fighting hard to keep two divisions of five and have a championship game. Otherwise, he thinks the Big 12 North could really be in trouble. I understand the attraction of a round robin. They play nine conference opponents and stuff. But the reality is that makes it awful tough to schedule. You're going to probably end up with several cupcakes and no value in a non-conference schedule, and you have that tough in conference. And then to see no championship game. Now how's this going to play out? The big argument for the Big Ten and the Pac-10 was not having a championship game. They disappeared from the college football landscape for a month before the bowl games. And that's going to happen to this conference now. I can't imagine within 2 years that there is not some other expansion involving the Big 10, 12, whatever we're going to call this thing now. But certainly losing Nebraska, I just, as an old purist, I guess, and a guy who goes back to, Tony, back to 1970s when I was covering the Big 8 football and grew up around the Big 7 and stuff, it just seems hard to imagine.
Texas just sucks.
Oh, yeah.
It's just...
Please. And they wanted all their way, and then they acted like, okay, we're tearing the conference apart, but now we'll save you. I mean, it was just obscene. I don't blame Dr. Osborne and the people in Nebraska and others feel the same way because, when they were taking votes like, okay, we're going to put the Big 12 championship football game. Let's say, how about in Texas every year? Well, Dr. Tom, the guy said, wait a minute. We got some venues in the north here. Kansas City's been a great host. We've had great games there and stuff. Oh, yeah, but it's cold. It's football. What are you talking about, cold? I mean, we've had great games up there, Tony. And I understand Jerry's World and the attraction of that and stuff, but I think that might have been the last straw. The vote, I think, was, 11-1, only Nebraska?
Yeah, I don't know why Iowa State, why would they get a vote anyway?
They don't care. They don't matter.
But,
yeah.
I mean, all these north schools just would have went, I think, maybe made Dr. Tom feel better about everything. But when it's 11-1, I think he left him shaking his head.
At least stand by him. Now he knows, hey, Nebraska's an island. You don't want to play with us? Hey, we don't play with you. We're going to take our great tradition, and not just football. We're talking about great programs across the board in the athletic department in Nebraska. Now they're going to enhance the Big Ten. And those guys in the Big Ten better be careful of what they wish for, because once they get hold of some Nebraska football, they're going to have to measure themselves a little closer.
Well, Chris Lincoln joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All this was going on. Oklahoma was kind of floating in the middle. If everybody left, possibility to go to the Pac-10, Southwest Conference, stay at home. SEC. What is the feeling now? Because I still hear a lot of people don't think the Big 12 is going to last through all of this, and Oklahoma might be out there looking for somewhere to go. Oklahoma State. Where do you think in 10 years we're going to see these programs?
I was really impressed that Oklahoma stood with Oklahoma State. It'd be really easy to say, hey, you guys are on your own. We're heading our way. Because Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, they don't need the Big 12. They need the Big 10. These are entities amongst themselves. They'll survive. They'll be fine. Texas now is talking about starting their own television network.
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma wants to follow that as well. And I do think Joe Castiglione and President David Boren were real players to keep the conference together. And I know they made a big run at Nebraska trying to hold that together as well. I think the one that really, to me, got really left out and really embarrassed was the University of Missouri, my alma mater. I mean, they got led down the primrose path, and then Delaney, the Big Ten commissioner, wouldn't even return their damn phone calls last week. I mean, it got ridiculous, and they really left out. But you really wonder, I mean, try to picture Oklahoma, Nebraska, even Texas. How do you have a rivalry with Oregon State? How do you get your fans to want to go to Spokane, Washington, or some godforsaken place like that? I mean, it just, and then think of, for us media guys, think of, you know, night football, night basketball, 7, 8 o'clock. Now we're looking at 9, 10 o'clock. We'd never get everything on the air for 10 o'clock sports and stuff. It's and I think it's just so unfair to think about the travel schedule, what it does, not football. Football is fine. It was painfully clear to everybody, and I'm sure the basketball coaches weren't happy about it. Nobody cared about anything except football. That was it. I mean, football was the driving force. Nobody cared about what happened to the wrestling programs, what happened to the swimmers, what happened to the volleyball team. And now, for God's sakes, Nebraska's become a women's basketball school. How embarrassing is that?
Oh, yeah.
Gee whiz, Daddy. I couldn't believe that. What a run they had last year, Daddy. It's unbelievable.
You know, you bring up that Nebraska-Oklahoma game in Lincoln last year.
No.
There's a wonderful place downtown Lincoln, Sidetracks.
And
they were kind enough to invite me up on stage, and I made a comment about, you know, you can take your Michigan and Ohio State. There's no place I would rather be on a Saturday than with Nebraska, Oklahoma. And the place, and literally the roof came off the place, and now it's gone.
Yeah, it is. It
just disappeared from college football altogether.
And what a lousy game to end on. Not Oklahoma losing, just it was such a bad game. 10-3 was, you know, a ridiculous game. But
a lot of missed opportunities.
Yeah, for both schools. But the atmosphere never changes, Tony.
Right.
That's the great thing about Oklahoma, Nebraska. My wife, Becky, went up with us for the first time, her first game ever in Lincoln, and she was just blown away. I'm on the sidelines, standing on the sidelines with Barry Switzer, Greg Pruitt, Joe Washington, and Billy Sims. Well, of course, the screaming, run the damn football. but they were just looking out too, and as Barry turned to me, he says, "Yeah, Chris, this is what it's all about. It does not get better than this in college football." And so true, and that's a credit to the Nebraska fans, certainly. They're the best.
Chris Lincoln joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They just wrapped up the live meet at Horseman's Park in Omaha. You got a chance to go to the Kentucky Derby. We have to get at least a horse racing question in. How do you like where we're sitting in 2010 as we get towards the Breeders' Cup this fall?
Well, it's a shame. We're looking for stars. You know, it was a disastrous Triple Crown. We couldn't even get our Derby and Preakness winner to the Belmont Stakes. And that really hurts the sport. I think the biggest thing we have coming this fall is, I think, the second week of October, the Secretariat movie debuts. That's supposed to be a real blockbuster. Diane jumps out of my head there. Yeah, anyway, one of the big stars in Hollywood, and John Malkovich is playing Lucien Lauren, and I saw Ron Turcotte down at the Derby, and he's been helping them with the production. It's supposed to be Diane Lane. So she's going to be Penny Chenery. So for horse racing fans, that's going to be your best fix of the winter. The Breeders' Cup, I'm afraid, may be dominated again by the Europeans.
Mm. But the stars, we've got two in Zenyatta and Rachel Alexander. Who's the better horse?
Isn't it a shame they wouldn't face each other? Charles Sella, when he put up, he moved the Apple Blossom Handicap and was going to bring them together for $5 million. And Rachel backed out of it. Zenyatta was ready to go and ready to run there, and she came and did run. I went to the race, Tony, and, boy, she's magnificent. I mean, she's like 17 hands or something. She's a huge, huge race mare and just so impressive. And all of us want to see that race, and I really have my doubts it'll happen. I think Rachel will continue to dodge her, and that's a shame because our two biggest stars, you're right, are the ladies.
Chris, always appreciate giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy show.
God. Hey,
keep up the good work.
Invite me up for a Nebraska game sometime, guys. I'm going to need a fix, and I got a kick out of. I'm sitting next to a guy from Texas media days. Nebraska kids came in, and your big defensive guy Craig was there, and he said, "Let's talk about the big game, October 16th, I believe it is. Texas comes to Nebraska, and of course, well programmed as Nebraska kids are, he says, well." Right now, we're focusing on who the hell are you
Western
playing for?
Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky. And I said, wait, stop. Bo can say that and game at a time, but don't tell me about Western Kentucky. Nobody is excited about Western Kentucky or who is it, Idaho, State or
South Dakota State.
But I would give anything to be in Lincoln for that Saturday. And the coaches and the players can talk all they want about one game at a time and stuff, There's only one game circled on the Nebraska schedule this year, and you guys owe it to them. I tell you, that was robbery, and that was, to me, the last straw. That killed the Big 12. When they went through that and saw, you know, what happened there, that clock thing and that whole deal with Texas in the championship game, we were screaming at the TV. We were sick about it. And I know, Daddy, you must have been...
Don't like Texas, do they, Daddy?
No.
No, we sure don't.
And that's one of the things about Nebraska, too. They hate him almost as much as Oklahomans do.
We don't like him either.
So.
That's why we're on the same page.
Even a school in their own state hates him more than we do. Texas A&M. That's how bad Texas is. So, well, Nebraska, we wish you well, and thank you for the great years and the great memories. And I say, truly, if there's a football god up there in heaven, there can be only two teams play for the final Big 12 championship, Battle of the Big Reds.
Nebraska, Oklahoma. Chris, always a pleasure.
Thanks for giving us some time, good to see you, my friends. Take care.
We'll take a break. Back with more from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly is a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Get your motor running. Looking for adventure.
Ready for adventure? Get into Carney Yamaha now during their annual Sturgis sale. Helmets as low as $45. Select leather jackets, vests, chaps up to 60% off. Luggage up to 50% off. And save up to 60% off parts, accessories, and apparel. Years of experience and huge selection. Carney Yamaha, just south of the Carney I-80 exit 272.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got a lot coming up in the next hour, brought to you exclusively by our friends at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance. They're there for you. If Bruce Furniture doesn't have it, they'll get it for you. No hassle, no extra charge. It will be what you want, and that's why at Bruce Furniture we say it's time for new furniture that's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney. Commissioner Dan Beebe is going to be joining us here momentarily, and Tommy Tuberville, head coach at Texas Tech, coming up, plus our talk with Bo Pelini, all coming up before the end of the hour. Dan Beebe is set to join us. Let's take another break because we've got a sports update here, and the commissioner should be ready to join us. So we'll do a quick roll through here on the top of the hour on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. We are back with Commissioner Dan Beebe of the Big 12 Conference after this.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
SportsCenter. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. Nebraska coach Bo Pelini insists he and his team are focused solely on the upcoming season in the Big 12 and not even thinking about their jump to the Big 10 next season. Pelini refuses to use the notion of going out on top as a rallying cry. He says football is emotional enough. The Cornhuskers came within a second of winning the Big 12 championship last year. They won their bowl game and were ranked 14th in the final poll. Nebraska coach Bo Pelini, wide receiver Niles Paul, defensive end Pierre Allen, and defensive lineman Jared Crick were featured at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas yesterday. Allen said he's got to be more of a leader now that Ndamukong Suh has graduated.
That's exactly what he did. He led by example and not by talking much. And that's like exactly what I'm doing this year. I'm not a very vocal guy. I try to let guys do it by themselves unless they need talking to, but I try to let them do it themselves first. But he just taught me to just lead by example. Go hard on the field, go hard in the weight room, just lead by example, and the rest will follow.
The Huskers will open the season on September 4th against Western Kentucky. The season is over for the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team. Millard South scored 8 runs in the second inning and went on to beat Hastings 14-2 last night in the elimination game of the Class A state tournament in Columbus. Hastings got outhit in the ball game 16-4. Darren Dice was the losing pitcher. He lasted just 1 2/3 and gave up 8 runs and 9 base hits. Kyle Hamburger had 2 hits for Hastings. Ryan Bender had a solo home run. Hastings ends the season at 22-30. In the other game, Papillion-La Vista South beat Lincoln Southwest by the score of 8-5. Kearney Runza is still undefeated at the Class A state tournament in Papillion. Kearney beat Omaha Westside 15-13 last night. Kearney is now 44-5. They'll play Omaha Gross for the American Division Championship tonight. Gross eliminated Millard West 11-7 last night. Gross would have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the championship. That's sports.
Remax First Choice.
We get phones ringing and doorbells dinging. Remember, no one sells more real estate than Remax. Remax First Choice is Hastings' fastest-growing real estate company. Whether you're buying or selling, we focus on you. Our hard-working full-time agents are always available to answer your questions and keep you informed throughout the process. Outstanding agents getting you results. Call Remax First Choice at 462-2525 or at hastingsfirstchoice.com. Hastings First Choice, your best choice. Remember, no one sells more real estate than Remax.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.